When I was really young, we would drive back and forth to Minneapolis to visit uncles and cousins and stuff. And on some of these trips, occasionally we were subjected to an exclamation from my father, which went something like this. Oh, look, 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 look. Look out my window. You'll see a bald eagle. At that time, there were only about 500 pairs of bald eagles left in the world. He was constantly scanning the sky in anticipation of what he might see. Now, when I point out eagles to my kids when driving somewhere, they respond with indifference because they're everywhere. Literally, we can see them out our front door, across the road. In fact, I saw one on my way in this morning. There's a nest within a few miles of our house. But as a child, the sight of a bald eagle was cause for excitement. They were very close to extinction, and they were truly a rare sight. In today's gospel, John the Baptist, in effect, is saying to his followers, look, 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 look. The people were actively awaiting the Messiah. At this time in salvation history, the scholars of that time had looked to the prophecies, especially in Daniel, and the dates that are given there, and they calculated that the Messiah was about to come in that time. The people were actively awaiting for the Messiah. But the term Lamb of God, what is that all about? Well, we need to go way back in the Old Testament, all the way into Genesis. And we see where the Lamb of God comes from and why it is so relevant to the followers of John the Baptist and the Hebrews of that day. We go back to Abraham, who took Isaac as a sacrifice on the holy mountain. Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac said. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And then just a few verses later, we read, Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham is seen as a prophet, and he had said the Lord would provide a lamb. But it was a ram that was caught in the thicket, a ram that Abraham had sacrificed. This is a detail not missed by the Israelites. It is not just a misinterpretation or a matter of semantics. It is a significant difference, and it is there for a significant reason. God did not provide a lamb at that time. He provided a ram, and the people were waiting for the lamb. Later in Exodus, for the Passover, lambs are called for, but they are provided by the people. And as is a reminder to the Israelites that the lamb is coming, but has not arrived yet. The people have been waiting for the Lamb of God all these years. Now John is saying, behold, look, look, look. There is the Lamb of God pointing to Jesus. Isaac asked, where is the lamb for the sacrifice? John the Baptist's statement that Jesus is the lamb is happily telling us that Jesus is the one awaited for all these years. Yet since he is the lamb, sadly, Jesus will be sacrificed as the Lamb of God, and at the Passover, no less. This is a revelation of who Jesus is, but it is also a prophecy of what Jesus is and something about what will happen in the future when John the Baptist cries out, behold, the Lamb of God. Today, we will have our chance to meet Jesus face to face on the altar of the Lamb. Father will again say, as he says at every Mass, behold the Lamb of God. Do we get a thrill in our heart over the opportunity to see God our Savior? Do we respond with love and awe. A life-changing event happening in our lives. We choose how we respond. John's disciples turned and followed Jesus. We can do the same at each Eucharistic encounter.